Welcome, everyone, to WRMJ's Business Spotlight. This is John Hoscheid, and joining me again this year is Rex McQuarter with Yarger Machinery Sales. And Rex is starting his sixth year with Yargers and his 31st year in farm equipment sales. And Rex, I know you've seen a lot over those 31 years. 2023, a good year for the farmers once again.
Yes, it was a very good one.
Now, the big news this year for you and Yargers is that there's been a major lot expansion, and there's even more to come. So explain what's going on.
Yes, Rick acquired the property north of the lot all the way to the grain elevator to the north, approximately 12 acres. It's if you was ever to the Yargers and you knew how tight it was, it's nice now. I mean, we're expanded. Right now we're about three times what we was, and it'll be about four and a half times when we get done.
Oh, that's great. And you have, or remind me to ask you about being put on a list. What list is that?
Yeah. We do a lot of buyouts and everything, and it's nice that you tell us ahead of time what you're looking for, because a lot of the stuff that we acquire never ever sees the website or anything. It just gets, we deal it out to somebody that we know is already looking for it.
And you were telling me here in 2024, buyouts will continue to be a bigger percent of your business?
Yeah, it's Rick has always done that, had estates and private sales. Has been a big part of the business, and it has grown a lot this year, and it looks to be growing more and more for 24.
Now, here in 24, you've also added tube line manure handling equipment. Why'd you pick up tube line?
Part of it was supply and demand. Acoon makes a very, very good product, but was not able to get the supply, and tube line approached us, and it's been a good fit for us.
So you'll have both then this year?
Correct.
Okay. Now, Acoon also makes haying rakes and mowing, and you also have Ogden rakes on hand too.
Yeah, Kuhn is our premier outfit. They've got the reputation, they got quality stuff, and Ogden is not a bad line. It's just another line that we've got that we sell quite a few of them.
Well, in the fall when I'm doing the football games, I'm reading a lot about grain handling equipment during harvest, and of course that's a big part of your business. You handle Westfield, Mayrath, Hutchinson, and REM AGI grain handling equipment.
Yes, we got to get it from the wagons into the grain bin and then back out into your semis, and we can handle it all with that lineup of machinery we got.
And speaking of carts and wagons, J&M grain carts, so you've got them. It's amazing how big they make them these days.
We just got an announcement the other day. They got a new one coming out, 2,600 bushel auger wagon.
Wow. That puppy's probably pretty big.
Yeah, it's a big one.
It's a big one. Now, another thing I've talked about in the fall sometimes are your mowing selections. Tell us about those companies.
Everybody compares themselves with a Bush Hog, so why not buy a Bush Hog? But we also carry Land Pride, which is a good quality mower also.
And if guys didn't already do it or thinking about it, as far as cover crops are concerned, you carry Great Plains tillage equipment.
Yes, Great Plains is a very good product. Been a leader in the vertical tillage industry for years, and we also have been selling the cover crop seeders to attach to them.
All right, and because of where the industry is these days, if you're thinking about doing it this fall in 2024, you probably need to start talking to you about ordering one now.
Yep, I would like to have it ordered by St. Patrick's Day, so top of the day.
Okay, all right. Keep that as an easy reminder. Also, you were talking about those seed tenders. You carry Travis and J&M?
Correct, we do. We sell a lot of two-box, four-box pro tenders, and then, of course, the regular bulk seed tenders. Kind of saves you on the old back. You can just press a button and load your planter.
Yeah, is very beneficial for the older farmers, I guess, yes, out there, unless they got somebody young to handle it. Another thing, too, I don't know if we've talked about this before, but as far as skid steers or loaders, you've probably got the attachment for it.
Yep. If we don't have it, we can acquire it, but if you can think it up or dream it up, we can probably fix you up.
Are there particular companies you work with there, or you just find
what you need? Just too new, and there's too many of them out there to work with.
Right, yeah. Thus you can, yep, you'll find what they need.
Yep.
Okay, so I know you're very appreciative of your customers in 2023, looking forward to 2024, And we'll actually, right now, you're doing the scoreboard show here during basketball season. You've expanded. So,
yes.
And then we'll have you in the red zone next fall.
Yeah, go to the red zone.
All right. Now, once again, what number do they call to get a hold of you?
309-337-1680.
All right, Rex. Well, once again, glad to talk with you again this year on the Business Spotlight.
Hey, thanks, John.
Wish you continued success. That's Rex McWhorter with Yarger Machinery Sales, starting his sixth year with Yargers here in 2024 and his 31st in the farm equipment sales industry. So once again, if you need something, he'll find it for you. And I want to thank Rex for joining us today on the Business Spotlight.